Newcastle County in Delaware has enhanced its 911 system for serious situations where dispatchers might want to see what's going on. WHYY's Chris Barish visited the emergency call center south of Wilmington to check out the so-called video 911 system.
We have police on the way. Are you in a safe location?
Yes.
Can you describe to me what's happening, what we're looking at?
A suspicious person, like, looks like they're trying to break into a police car. Hood is up, can't see who it is.
Keep yourself in a safe location. Do not put yourself in harm's way. While doing that, if you're able to keep her on video or him, that would be great.
That's not a real 911 call, so nobody is trying to break into a cop car. But what you just heard, and what the dispatcher and I could see, was a demo of how the video 911 system works. It's a way for dispatchers and their supervisors to get real-time visual data from the scene of a suspected crime. Newcastle County is the first jurisdiction in Delaware to adopt the technology that dozens of locales across the country now utilize.
We saw this out there and thought it'd be a very good opportunity for us to get more information for our first responders.
Don Holden oversees emergency communications. He stressed the callers will have sole discretion over whether the government can access their phone feed.
If you were to call into us and say you were in a situation where we would deem the video would be very valuable, we would ask your permission. You get a text link from us, and you can say yes to agree to using your microphone, yes to use your camera, and at that point, your camera becomes our eyes and ears on the scene.
Supervisor Chris Williams says he and other managers who monitor what dispatchers enter into the system will decide whether video would help responders.
So we're not just going to randomly solicit video for things that we can just get verbal information from and relay that to the police officers. In the case of, say, an active shooter where somebody was hiding in a store and they're able to stream video of where the people were inside the building, that would be beneficial to the responders to be able to see that information and be able to get that live update as they're trying to enter the building.
Dispatcher Onassis Burton says he's happy one of his bosses will make the call to ask for video access.
Since we get lots of crazy calls and we get lots of crazy texts, we don't want to receive lots of crazy pictures and videos just immediately.
Burton envisions video 911 as yet another way to protect citizens in peril.
I think it's going to be useful. All tools are useful that they use, right?
County Executive Matt Meyer says it's all about protecting the public.
I've thought it's ridiculous for over a decade that you can pull out your phone, open up a variety of apps, and call your best buddy anywhere in the world and have a video conversation. But you can't do it in the most urgent emergency, most important call you're going to make, and that's a call to 911. Just hope the public uses it.
The county will use any data it obtains to aid investigations and prosecutions. But officials stressed that as soon as the video chat is terminated, the county won't have further access to the caller's phone. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.